It's the Sean Klitzner Show.
Let's get this party started. It is Friday night here on News 96.5 WDBO. That is right. It is the Sean Klitzner Show. Thank you for joining me tonight and each and every night here on the show. If you're joining us in the chat right now, every so often we have a couple of hiccups, but that's why I love the chat. It's raw. It's real. You see what goes on behind the scenes. So join us in the chat if you've never done so before. It's really a nice, cool experience. I think you'd enjoy it. You can go to youtube.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, or you could hit us up on our Facebook page, News 96.5. The Facebook page, that's where you get all of the raw, real conversation that happens behind closed doors, during the breaks and whatnot. And tonight, you know, it's Friday. We're going to do something a little special because this community here in Orlando has given the Sean Klitzner Show so much. All right. I absolutely love your opinions and I love you as like my family. You're my extended family, my digital family. So tonight I'm giving back to you. And some of you might say, great, Sean is finally going to give us the bread, the butter. No, I'm not giving you anything monetary because you won't learn from that. You won't learn if it's just a handout, all right? What I'm going to give you is much greater. I'm going to give you my advice. Now, a lot of people don't know this other than being a psychic, all right, which I am, and a medium, which I am, and a clairvoyant, and, telepathy, telekinesis, and I've dabbled in levitation. I also am a love guru. That's right. I can give you advice about your love issues and I can solve them by the end of our phone call. You give me 1 minute, I will solve your love problems. Oh, that's not good enough? You don't have love problems? Maybe you've got 99 problems, but a B word isn't one. As I quote the great Ludacris. I'm just kidding. That's not who sang it. It was Nelly. Who was it? Eminem. 50 Cent. There it is. I knew it would come to me. 50 Cent piece. I also want to give you my financial advice. Speaking of 50 Cent, good segue, Sean. Thanks, Sean. Hey, we've got our producer who's a gooser. I don't know, man. Casey's here with us tonight. What up, man?
What's up?
So tonight I'm giving people advice. So when you screen people, when you give Casey a call, 844-220-0965, you let them know what you need help with in life, and I'm going to help you out tonight. We're live and local here in Orlando, Florida, each and every weeknight, 10 o'clock p.m. I'd like to welcome you to the show if this is your first time joining us. My name is Sean Klitzner. I am your host for the next hour, and I'm going to help you unwind on wherever you're headed right now. You might be on the road, headed to work, headed from work, or hey, you might be at home, headed for a quickie because somebody is coming over, got a little booty call. That's okay. You might be headed for the Z's, you know, headed for the melatonin overdose, which don't do that because I don't know if that's a real thing. And I don't want to say, you know, take sleeping pills because that's actually, you know, hopefully you sleep well on your own. You don't need the pills. That's what I hope for you because you're my family. We're all one, okay? You can leave us an open mic tonight. I can answer all of your questions through open mic if you don't feel like giving me a call. So download the News 96.5 app, leave me an open mic. Or, like I said before, and we're already getting some calls, I'm going to help you, 844-220-0965. If you need advice in life, I got you covered. All right? So we're going to be doing that throughout the show as we talk about the biggest news stories of the day, of the week. I know you guys have been hearing a lot about the Rona. There's a lot of tension in our country right now, racist tension. For just an hour, we're going to shake it off. That stuff is so important. It needs to be talked about. We have talked about it, and we'll get into it possibly a little bit. But there's another story that tickled my fancy when I came across it. There's a YouTube couple named Micah and James Stauffer. All right. They are married. They have a few family channels on YouTube where they film their lives and make a living off of it. So if you're not familiar with this or you're like, that's ridiculous, it's a real thing. It's like a reality show on digital. All right. You go through Facebook or YouTube. Well, there's families who put every inch of their lives on these platforms and people watch it. People follow it. They are called influencers. Well, what are they influencing? How do they make money, Sean? I've been doing this a very long time, all right? Back in 2004, I started creating content for the web. So, I was part of when there was no business, But you sell merchandise as a start, you know? Maybe you write a book and you're selling it to the people who want everything about you. Maybe it's just strictly off of ads, you know? Maybe you have a little girl who's 2 years old and Pampers is going to pay you to use their product in your videos. So there's lots of different ways that these influencers make money, especially these family channels. You can open up toys, you know? Kids are looking up those toys. So it helps Mattel that you're opening up their toy. They'll pay you to open up a toy. So it moves product. All right, so I've given you the rundown of what a YouTuber is, right? So this family, the Stauffer family, they shared their, they were adopting a child, and they shared their adoption journey beginning in 2016. Great story. Great thing for people to follow, especially if you're looking to adopt. You're going to look online to see other people who went through the adoption process. It's comforting, right? So they revealed that their adopted son had a brain tumor and damage, suffered a stroke, had sensory processing disorder, and autism. Now, let me tell you something before we get into that. This is a couple who had four kids of their own. Now, if you're sitting at home, I know what you're saying. You got one kid and that's a lot, right? You got two kids. That's a handful. Maybe you have three kids and you're like, I don't even know how I'm going to afford this. Four kids. I'll tell you what it's like to have four kids. I have four kids. It is a handful. And you sit there and go, well, as the older ones get older, they help with the younger ones. No, as the older ones get older, hormones, testosterone starts electrifying through their bodies. They want nothing to do with the little ones. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, Disney trips are probably fun. No, Disney trips are a nightmare. The little ones want to do meet and greets. The older ones want to go on roller coasters. You can't make everybody happy. Well, you go to the movies. Yeah, what movie are we seeing that an 18-year-old and a 3-year-old have in common? Come on. Anyway, so it's difficult. Long story short. And I sympathize with the difficulty behind that. All right? So their adopted son was in their videos, and all of a sudden he stopped showing up in their videos, and they were facing backlash. Where's your kid? You know, you take us through this adoption journey, all of a sudden your kid, he's not in your videos anymore. Where did he go? Well, they revealed that they rehomed their special needs adopted son. How do you feel about that? Come on. 844-220-0965. How do you feel about somebody rehoming their child? You know, it just hit the papers that celebrities rehome their dogs. You know, every so often. There's a famous producer. His name is Andy. Hold on. Let me Google it. Andy Cohen. That's right. An E-producer who turned like talent as well. He announces he had to rehome his beloved dog. All right. This was today. And it's hard. I understand sometimes you got to rehome a pet. I had to rehome two pets. Not easy. Not easy for anybody. The point of a rehoming is to find a better life for whoever you are rehoming. But you never think you're going to rehome a child. You can argue, well, it was an adopted child. Really? You want to go down that road? Well, it was just an adopted child. They're not as real as our real children. Yeah. Anybody who's listening who was not raised by their biological parents and was adopted, yeah, tell them they're not a real kid, all right? We're not going to sit well with them. But special needs, too much to handle, right? All of these problems in their eyes. But this is a human life. And I think of, you know, we have a lot of mixed viewers here. I think of our conservative viewers. Pro-life, you don't get rid of that baby. You don't have an abortion. Well, you have a child, brain tumor, brain damage, suffering a stroke, sensory processing disorder, and autism. This child is going to live the happiest life that is a piece of whatever life you are living. This child doesn't get to go on their own. You can work for that, but I mean, the reality of it is no matter how hard you work, this child is going to need 24/7 care for the rest of all of your lives. And will they be living the best kind of life under your care? Well, that's what this couple was faced with. And they shifted and said, no, we're going to rehome this. This isn't for us. I'm curious to know how you feel about going down the process of adoption and then pulling that back at some point. Because there has to come a time when you say you're going to adopt a child, no matter what happens, you follow through with that kid. So if you've been adopted or you have adopted children, or even if you have stepchildren, you might be able to relate a little bit. And I want to hear your opinion on this. You might agree with this couple. You might disagree with the couple. I want to know how you feel. 844-220-0965. Again, that number, 844-220-0965. I'll also take the requests to give you life advice. Oh, my God. Life advice, whether it's dealing with love, dealing with finances, I'm your man. Easy. I'm really curious of what the listeners have to say about this. You know, people are saying they only adopted the kid. Their fans are writing on their videos that they only adopted the kid to monetize and gain clout for their YouTube channels, which have a combined 1 million subscribers, you know? So the question becomes, is that true? Did they adopt this kid to get more of this emotional connection with their subscribers? Got to know your initial thoughts on this. Now, to further give you a little more information, the wife revealed that even though the couple tried their hardest to care for the child, he had more special needs than they were made aware of. I think that is the worst statement you can make. More than they were made aware of. I mean, you're either in or you're out. You know, you have a special needs child. You can't say, well, it depends how special needs that child is. I think that's where they went wrong when they came out and they spoke a little bit about the issue that they were having and why they rehomed this child. All right, let's take to our calls right now. 844-220-0965. Let's go with Sean. Got another Sean on the line. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
First it was one thing. It was Jay-Z that sang that song.
Hold on.
The 99 problems.
Hold on. No, I don't think that's accurate. I don't think Jay-Z sang the song, did he?
That's accurate.
Yeah.
All right, stop.
And he wasn't talking about women. He was actually talking about a dog.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, but the question is,
but anyway,
did he rehome the dog? That's what I want to know.
Good question.
Clearly not, because that wasn't one of his problems.
No. Well, he was actually waiting for the cops to come to search his car, but they got called to something else while they were waiting.
Yeah. Well, listen, I heard that Jay-Z.
Anyway.
I heard that Jay-Z recognizes other people's girl problems and he feels bad for them. Son, you know.
So,
anyway.
Oh, yeah. Right, I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right. Talk to me.
My aunt and uncle, they had a child that they had been fostering and had adopted, actually. And she had been severely burnt and had a lot of emotional scarring and physical scarring. And eventually it was too much because she was actually becoming physically violent towards their own children. So what's going through with that family, what's happening with them, it's hard to say.
Now, do you mind if I ask, what ended up happening with, it seems like, your adopted cousin?
I really don't know. I think she went back. I know she went back into the foster system. Wow. And this was, oh, golly, this was more than 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So, obviously, a different time, different era, but still, it's hard to know what's going on inside that family. And like you said, you have four children, and just taking care of four regular, normal children, and add on top of that a child with special needs.
So you don't fault you don't fault this family entirely.
No, I don't fault this family at all. I think that they had hopes that, hey, if it is a brain tumor, if it is something, it's something that's curable. is something that we can hopefully get him the medical treatment and the medical needs that he, to help with. But when they find out that, hey, we've been lied to, that it's not really a brain tumor, it's actually he's autistic.
Yeah.
And we don't have the needs, we don't have the education, we don't have the means to help facilitate his betterment.
It's a really odd weight that was probably lifted off their shoulders, and
it was not an easy decision
for them either.
Definitely not. I think it was a decision that weighed heavily upon them. And, by being in the public eye, it makes it a lot worse for them.
Of course.
But I don't think it was a situation that they took lightly. That they thought, what is in this child's best interest? Is this child's best interest going to a family that doesn't have any other children in that home?
Yeah.
Or a family that does have somebody else that, another child that is autistic, and they've gone through this process.
It's more than meets the eye. It's like Transformers. Mercedes in the chat says they have the means and abilities. They just don't want that much responsibility. Mercedes actually faults them in the chat. She says they wouldn't have put up one of their own for adoption if they had issues. But Sean, you bring up a good point, which is a lot of times we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. Case in point, Jay-Z, he writes this song, 99 Problems. We don't know if he had himself those problems or if it was actually 50 Cent's problems, which I've got to look up. I'm going to look this up right now.
The Sean Clipsner Show.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Sean Clipsner Show. A little hot on the applause here. But listen, our studio audience is they're excited when we come back from a commercial break. I thank that studio audience, all remaining 6 feet from one another, because we are properly social distancing. We are in phase... what phase are we in? I lost count.
I'm pretty sure we're still technically in one, even though we're entering two.
Yeah, it's we're in 1.5. Casey, our producer, has all the facts for us, although we're still not sure. Casey, the producer, though, also thinks that Jay-Z wrote 99 Problems.
He did.
Okay. So, so we're talking about a YouTube couple. And, it's not even about the couple anymore. I want to give you all the details and get off the couple for a second. But long story short, a YouTube couple have four kids. They adopted a fifth son, a fifth kid. He's a son. But he had, a lot of problems from birth. Problems that, I use the word problems, but are there, problems saying that he wasn't born with... Man, what is the politically correct way to talk anymore? Where have we come to? I got to take a break here. Not an actual break, but I got to take a breath. I struggle so much with saying the right thing, speaking my mind, and just wanting to be a good, morally sound person. And I don't even know how to talk anymore. We live in just such a weird time right now. We really do. So I'm just going to come out and say it. The adopted son had a brain tumor, brain damage, suffered a stroke, had sensory processing disorder, and autism. So this couple rehomes the child. The wife or the mother says, even though medical professionals felt the child would be a better fit for another family, she still feels like a failure as a mother for rehoming her adopted son. You rehome a dog to a better dog home. That's more fitting. But you never really think about that for your child. Does it seem like the four-year-old boy's story, because he's four now, it was used to gain cash and followers. Do you sympathize with the couple? Has adoption affected you? I mean, I don't have any adopted kids, but I have these spinoff of adoption, and I never even think about it. I've never really thought about it. I have stepchildren. My wife had children from another marriage, and they're like my kids. They're my boys, I'm not their biological dad, but that doesn't stop me from being a dad to them or a father figure to them, because I put the kids first, all the BS out of the way. I'm not walking around going, hey, you're my blood, you're my DNA. But no, I'm really proud to when I'm out to say, these are my kids. When I introduce my kids out, I'm not going to say, these are my kids, but these two, not mine. No, they're my kids. I would do anything for any of them. And that's the thought we have when we adopt or have a child in your life that you love and care for. So the idea of rehoming somebody, I mean, it's a little nuts. We got an open mic here, and this just has me jaw dropped.
Here you go, Sean. This is going to be a hot take. I can guarantee you there's not going to be very many people that's going to like it, if anybody's going to like it.
Can't wait.
But you asked for our opinion, so yep. I'm going to give it to you. The whole thing about rehoming that child, I look at it from the perspective of, well, lemon law. The child was defective. They took it back to the dealership.
That's hard to hear, man. It's hard to hear because this guy starts by saying, you know, you wanted my hot take, and you simply could have said, my hot take is I agree with the parents. It was too much, right? But to call a child defective is the equivalent of putting one human life above another. And that's literally what you're saying. You know, and, you know, I allow any sort of opinion here on the Sean Klitzner show. I think that one's a little pass. I'm sorry. I think that one's a little much here, you know, because what you're doing is you're opening the door for people to be judged, period. And we should look at everybody as a human life. Yes, some people are smarter than others, but that doesn't mean that dumb people should be treated worse, right? Because then you start getting into nationality and religion and color and ethnicity. And nobody should be treated differently. Let's loosen up after the break, all right? Shake it off, everybody. All right? Go to the bathroom. If you don't have to go to the bathroom, sit on the toilet for the next break because something needs to come out. And then come back here. Give me a call, 844-220-0965. We'll move on. We'll have a little laugh. I love you. Don't go anywhere.
The Sean Klitzner Show.
Hey, welcome back to the Sean Klitzner Show. Just to give you a quick recap, and then let's get into it. Quick recap is that we're talking about a couple who adopted a kid. The kid has autism amongst a lot of other born issues, I guess you could say, for lack of a better word. And we had an open micer who just basically compared the child to lemon law, a car that just is a lemon and you just return it. And, you know, I personally don't think that we should put people on different plateaus because then all of a sudden we lead into racist thoughts and thoughts about, you know, just people aren't treated equally at that point. Our open micer did leave a follow-up open mic, which I find very funny. So I will give him that. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Sean, I rehomed two different wives. Does that help?
Yes, it
helped
does.
Me.
Yes, it does. You've rehomed two different wives, and I'm sure they took a lot from you as well. We got another open mic that came in about the topic, and then we'll move on.
My opinion is I don't care if you gave birth or if you adopted your child. You should have had built a foundation of love and care to that child. That's what makes him your child. And whether he comes with a disability or not, you love that child in and out the way that he came into this world.
Absolutely.
You don't just give him up because it got too hard. That would be every parent in the world.
Yeah, for real. I couldn't agree with you more. Great, great thought on that. We just had an open mic come in. We haven't had a chance to screen it. So let's just go ahead and see what it says.
Rehoming an autistic child is wrong, but getting a child partially out of his mother's womb, sticking a knife into his brain and scrambling all around his skull in the hopes that he would die. And if he doesn't die, leave him on a cold metal table with the hope that he will eventually die. That is perfectly legal.
Wow. Jeez, man. I mean, that's pretty intense. I mean, you're taking it to an extreme, you know? And I understand what the point is. The point is, you know, people who try to abort a child. But, you know, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. It's not as legal. It's not as black and white as I think you're making it out to be, you know? I think you're trying to find the fine line of what's legal and what's not. And yeah, the whole situation is a gray area, but morally correct? No, I don't think so. And if somebody caught them doing that, I don't think that that it would go too well when it comes to the law. Even though it's, look, it might not be against the law on paper, but there's a lot of people who break the law and get away with it. And there's a lot of people who don't break the law, but they do things that are bad enough and they pay the consequences from the law. And that is truth. All right. Let's chat with Taysim. We're going to go with Taysim. How do you say your name, Taysim?
That's close enough. That works for now.
Taysim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. What are your thoughts on this rehoming?
I'll be honest with you, I kind of stepped in, so I didn't hear the whole conversation, but I did hear the part where basically you were clairvoyant and we were able to kind of call in and ask questions, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Well, this is a good segue for us because we're gonna drop the topic of adoption and rehoming of a child that was adopted, and we'll move on. We have another topic we'll talk about, but yes, I do have psychic ability. Usually my Friday show displays my incredible, incredible, humbling gift. A lot of people don't respect my gift, but I have to tell you, it is one that you don't want to mess with. Have to be honest with you. I have the gift of mediumship. I have an incredible gift where I can read people. I can tell the future. I can help you with your finances. And I don't believe in mediums or psychics, because they say, I'm a psychic, but I can't read lottery numbers. I can do it all. All right? You don't want to play poker with me. I know what your cards are. That's how good I am, because I'm the real deal. Now, Taysim, did you have any things that you needed me to read?
I guess I have a two-part question.
Give me part two first. How about that? No. Okay. Hold on. Doesn't matter what I say. You're going to give me part one and say it was part two. Go ahead. Give me whatever part you want first now.
Okay. So part one is more, I guess, my children. One of them just got married, and
he is a male. He got married to. Hold on. Give me a sec before you go on any further. I would say that he got married to a. I'm going to say it was a female. Is that correct?
Good guess.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
I guess I just sometimes question the whole, and then there's the second part, which has more to do with me, I guess.
Okay, so you're questioning your son's marriage, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know, your son, did he make the right choice? Well, I can tell you for a fact, your son believes he made the right choice in the moment. Thank you. Thank you so much. What's your second part, your second question about yourself?
Second is about myself, I guess. I kind of more about my love life, I guess, because I have absolutely none.
Well,
so I guess because basically I put myself on hold.
I understand that, and that is a tough thing when you have to dedicate your life to others. You have one son, you said, but I'm feeling there's more than just that. Is that the only child you have?
No, I also have a daughter.
Thank you so much. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, I knew the daughter was there as well. You have a son and a daughter. I can tell you, Taysim, that although you say you don't have a love life, I can tell you that 100% certain that you have had sex at least twice. Thank you so much. Thank you. Was that accurate? At least twice?
In how many years are we talking about?
You have a son and a daughter. It was a...
Oh, I got you. That's a good guess. Yeah.
Thank you. The confirmation is always...
Very accurate.
Reaffirming for me and my gifts. you know, it's not easy. It takes a lot out. You've drained a lot of my energy, which is ironic because you are asking about draining energy of men. You would like to drain their energy. Now, when I read people, I really harp into my sixth sense. We all have five senses, most of us at least. There's the five basic senses of smell, sight, touch, sound, and taste. And I have the sixth sense, mm-hmm. which I call my non. And my non-sense, it reaches down and finds the light within myself. It finds it within my scrotum. And it allows me the energy to read the timeline of people and humans. That being said, your love life has not been satisfactory. And I can tell you that a majority of the reasoning behind that has been of the distancing socially due to a virus called Corona. Thank you. Thank you so much, Testimonium. I want to say that, listen, we live in a very difficult time as a whole where it sounds like you have trouble with life's current ways of meeting people. I would say you are a bit older. Your children, I would predict, I could see your children. They are out of diapers, especially your son. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful guy.
Thank you so much. To sit a little in, I'll tell you that it's really tough sometimes as we get older to adapt to how we're supposed to date. You know, these apps, I'm sure, aren't the easiest thing for you. You get on an app, you're swiping, and it's not how it used to be where you're being courted, right? You're swiping and you're trying to interact with people, and it's not even like you're talking to them to get to know them. It's like your brain is sending a message electronically to their brain. They have plenty of time to give the perfect answer, and then it's back to you. How are we supposed to see if we're compatible? Do you ever feel that way?
I guess.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, there is light at the end of the tunnel. I can tell you, Stetsalim. There's light at the end of the tunnel. When all of this clears up, I think your love life will clear up as well. And I can tell you that love is indeed in your future when you least expect it. Blah-blah-blah. Thank you so much for giving me a call tonight and allowing me to demonstrate my gifts with you. I love you. I do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night, Belum. All right. That was one of our callers. And man, took a lot out. It's not easy. It's not easy. I don't usually spontaneously bust out my psychic abilities, but I'd be willing to do it one more time if we have a caller. I feel an anagrammically sound caller, someone whose name is the same forward as it is backward, from O-Town. Do we have a man on the line right now? Hello? Yes, sir. Are you on the line?
Bob,
as I said, same as forward as backward. How could I have known that unless I'm the real deal? Thank you. Thank you so much. Bob, what can I do for you, my friend?
I got a bone to pick with you. You should have seen this Floyd thing coming. What's wrong?
Ooh, trying to use my abilities. For terrible,
I called you
terrible
last
things.
Night, but you didn't answer. I was on my way to Minneapolis to pick up some flat screens.
Ooh, Bob, he's really getting down and dirty with it. Bob, what else do you have to say that's right on the line? Because I knew you'd be calling. I knew you would be saying things like this. Is there anything else you'd like to say that is radio friendly?
I love you.
That's not radio friendly, Bob. Not the love you're talking about. What do you love about me, Bob? What do you love?
I love your nonsense.
You love my sixth sense, the non? What else you love about me, Bob? Bob, are you a single man? I believe the answer is yes, Bob. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I've said too much. I have to go.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye, my love. Goodbye, my love. Goodbye, Bob, my love.
The Sean Clitzner Show.
Holla for a dollar. I shouldn't be saying things like that. Hey, welcome back to the Sean Clitzner Show. We were going to talk about some other things and Twitter and the fact check, and we'll save that for next week. We're still on this adoption thing, and, you know, my psychic abilities really got out of hand, and I talked to some people, and, you know, I like when, I, you know, if I talk to you, I'm going to tell you at the end of the call that I love you, and if you don't tell me you love me back, it hurts. Luckily for me, we have an open micer who... She's there for me.
Hey, she didn't say it back, so I'll say it. I love you, man. Good night.
I love you, girl. Don't say good night yet. We have a little more time left, okay? We also got this open mic regarding rehoming a child that was adopted and born with some complications that would have affected the rest of their lives, and this couple rehomed their child. I had mentioned in the show that I actually rehomed two pets. And, you know, I haven't really gotten into that. It's something I don't like talking about. But, you know, I want everybody to have a voice. So here's an open micer who commented about that.
Sean, shame on you. You said you rehomed two pets. That's the same thing as rehoming a child. It's the same platform. You have to care. You have to commit. You have to provide companionship.
Yeah.
Nobody else is looking out for them. Nobody else is looking out for your child.
Yeah.
The same thing as that child should never been abandoned. That's the same thing as people should never abandon pets.
Well, I'll tell you why it's not the same thing. I actually think having a pet, especially a dog, when you're in your younger years is much more difficult than having a child, because emotionally speaking, that pet, chances are you will outlive your pet. And, traditionally speaking, you do not outlive your child. You know, you go and then your child goes and then their child goes and so on and so forth. So you have to, you will be emotionally attached to a pet equally as a child, because there's a lot of people who feel the same way. So I understand that. And in some cases, I think it's much harder. Now, when it comes to my situation, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, it wasn't an easy thing. And there's a lot of shame that does go along with it. When we moved here from Los Angeles, we moved to a completely different setting, and, you know, it didn't rain, and dogs respond differently from rain. I'm not trying to give excuses or anything, but I will say that when we moved here, it was a much different lifestyle that we were going to live, and our pets would have been in a cage a majority of the day, and that is something that was breaking my heart, is that, you know, when I go to work every day and my wife works, you know, she is a full-time mom, and we have kids all over the place, that these pets, although we've trained them or we've tried to, they are just the type of breed. They were sisters that they could not be left alone. So you had to cage them, and they did not like the cage. It was a very difficult situation that we made work for a very long time. When we moved here, we were actually contacted by a woman who had her pets, both, one of them passed away. Then her husband passed away the same year. Then her second pet, who her husband got for her, her final pet, passed away as well. And she came into our lives and she met the dogs, and it was a perfect match for her. It was something that she needed. And, you know, she has the pets now, rather than being in a cage, they have their own bedroom. You know, they have a home that is completely dedicated to the dogs. Now, could we have done that ourselves? Absolutely, we could have done that. And there's a lot of shame that involves with that. And the only thing that kept us sleeping at night was the fact that we changed this woman's life for the best, you know? And the scenario that our dogs now are in, where we get photos at least once a month of whatever holiday they're being dressed up as, because they have their own clothing section in this home, their own dressers and drawers, we get those pictures and we reminisce. and we are free to see the dogs anytime, to visit the dogs anytime. Am I going to give myself I'm just going to say I sleep a little better at night with my situation. And I hope that this couple sleeps just as well at night with their choice, because we don't know what goes on behind closed doors, whether it deals with a serious situation like this or not. Now, we do have time for another call if we can take it. Yeah, let's go ahead and take it. It is a live call coming in, so let's go ahead and see if we can just take this live call.
Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from
Kylie,
an inmate at Florida Behavioral Institution Kylie's for the mentally delusional. To accept charges, press 1. To refuse charges, thank you for using
C-Connect. All right, let's do it.
You may start the call after the tone.
All right, we've got Kylie on the line. Kylie, it's been a while since you've called us from the mental institution. How is it? How are things, Kylie?
Oh, it's been great. Oh, the red team came over. Red and blue team, they were fighting. Yeah, red team won. Wait, red and blue team.
The red and blue team of what?
There's different people. There's like there's the heavy. There's the scout. There's this guy with a gas mask. The pyro. We got all these people. Well, they were fighting over the control point. The administrator's even there too. So it was pretty chaotic.
There's a lot of chaos, huh? Are you describing something happening in the loony bin?
Yeah, red team and blue team, apparently, they were... Control point is nearby.
Yeah.
I heard gunfire and
stuff. What team are you on? Are you on team red or team blue?
I was rooting for the red team.
Oh, you're rooting for the red team. So you're not even on a team. You're just rooting for a team?
Yeah, I was just watching the whole... war thing going on.
Yeah. Crazy Kylie, what is the end goal here? When are you getting out of the loony bin?
Oh, I'll be up soon. Yeah.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while.
I'll be back out next week.
Oh, don't yell at me. Easy, crazy Kylie, all right? I'll call the medic on your ass.
Oh, no, medic! 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 Oh,
all right, well, there you have it. Thank you, Crazy Kylie. She gets her one call a night, and sometimes we don't hear from her because she didn't use it on us. But tonight, we had the honor and the pleasure of hearing Crazy Kylie and what's going on in her head. Apparently, it's two teams fighting, the red and the blue. Maybe she was talking about political. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Democrat, Republican. Anyway, listen, have a wonderful weekend. I hope you had a great week. I will see you starting next week. Orlando, you make my each and every night. You are an extended part of my family. I absolutely love you. Have a great night.
The Sean Clipsner Show.